An expert at the Brookings Institute sees a long-term USMCA renegotiation. USMCA renegotiation will likely take years and outlast the Trump administration, according to one trade expert at a Brookings Institution event last week. Visiting fellow Christopher Sands told a Brookings audience the required six-year review of the 2020 USMCA is about to turn into an annual review.
If we don't renew, the agreement continues for 10 years. And so there is some stability that comes from that. However, what happens is we begin negotiating to try to address U.S. concerns. So essentially, it's an ongoing negotiation where there isn't really a timetable, just that July 1, 2027, we'll have another cards on the table moment.
And so on for every additional year. Agriculture remains a staple of the USMCA, generating $149 billion in U.S. farm and seafood exports to Canada and Mexico, and supporting nearly 500,000 jobs. Farm exports to Canada have quadrupled, and those to Mexico increased fivefold since NAFTA. Yet Sands sees no resolution to the review, possibly for years.
This whole USMCA kick the can down the road, continue the negotiations, is going to mean we're going to be in this pressure cooker with no easy exit ramp all the way through the end of the Trump administration. And the quicker that we can come to an arrangement where we can calm down a bit, the better.
Sands says that U.S. Trade Ambassador Jamison Greer must let Congress know his plans in early June. Greer told the Council on Foreign Relations think tank that he's already started bilateral talks with Mexico, while Canada is more problematic, given its ag and security disagreements with the U.S. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHN Radio.com.